我们再一起来同心祷告。
Let's pray。
天父，你怜悯我们，你不按我们的过犯惩罚我们，你以你自己的爱和恩典胜过罪和死，使我们重新能够站在你的面前，能够领受你的话，跟被你的话所喂养。我们向你感谢，以下的时间你再一次赐下生命的粮，成为我们的粮食。祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。我们一起打开罗马书第三章二十一到二十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 21 to 26。
请大家都翻圣经。我希望这个荧光幕只是一个帮助，不是代替你翻圣经。如果我们发现荧光幕使到你不翻圣经也不带圣经，那我就要跟长执会建议我们取消用荧光幕。
I hope that the display on the slides will only encourage you to also flip your Bibles, turn to the relevant chapters. Otherwise, I would request that we do not have the slide anymore.
我们要小心，我们很多时候让这些现代的科技使到我们一些很重要的东西不小心流失掉。
In this technological age, we must not lose the important things in our daily lives.
好，我们请子江执事来先为我们念英文。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 21, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
21节，但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白地称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。二十一节到二十六是保罗讲了一句话。
Verse 21 to 26 is this Paul has one word to say.
但是你看到他在这一句话里面提到许多的所谓义的这个事情。
In his one word, he has mentioned the righteousness several times.
那么这个里的这个义在不同的句子里面是不同的意思的。
And this word righteousness in different sentence verses has different meanings.
而不是只有一种意思。
And it's not only one single meaning.
而过去这一段经文的意只用一种意思来解释。
In the past, they had only interpreted this as one interpretation.
而且只用西方的某一些的这一个这个救赎的这个理论来解释。
And using Western theory of atonement to interpret it.
而这里有很多不足跟甚至不理想的地方。
But there are some deficiencies and some parts that are incomplete with such an interpretation.
这是在过去的二十年的这个新业研究的这个新的一个，不是说新的，是一个更好的这个了解。
And in studying the New Testament in the last 20 years, there have been new understanding of this.
我们如果从事情来看的话
，If we look at it from the point of events,
就说每次 他讲到义的时候，我们能够想到什么事情跟这个事跟这句话有关联。
And when we talk about the word righteousness, what are the things that remind us immediately?
到底上帝做了什么事？
What has God done?
那么我们就能够很丰富的、很多面的去了解这里所说的每一次讲到的那个义。
Such that when we think about the word righteousness, there are things that are brought to us richly and in multiple facets.
这里更多的时候是从神做什么来表达这个义的意思。
Frequently, it is because of the things that God has done that shows the word righteousness.
而不是从一个神是义这样的观念来看这整段经文。
And not from the point that God is righteousness to look at these passages.
义不是只是一个观念。
It's not just a concept.
义更多的时候，特别从这个旧约以色列百姓的了解，是神做了什么。
In the understanding of the Israelites in the Old Testament, it is what God has done.
那当我们从这个角度这样去理解的时候，这里呢，我们就看到我们的这一位神是谁。
And from this angle, when we start to understand, then we see who our God really is.
首先，保罗先说，但如今。
Paul says in verse 21, but now,
那么如今就是指他当时他讲的他的那个时候那个现在。
When he says now, it means at that point his time.
那也就是说有过去。
And that means that there was something in the past.
然后他说现在呢，神的义在律法之外已经显明出来了。
He says that now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known.
这句话已经告诉我们说，是因为有一些事情发生，一些事情是神做了，所以呢，现在我们进入一种不同的时代了。
It implies here that things that God had done in the past, but now we are entering into a new era.
然后他还说，有律法和先知可以证明。
It says here that the law and the prophets can testify.
这里所说的就是指旧约两大卷的这个。内容就是摩西五经跟先知书。
And this refers to the two big books of the Old Testament, that is the Pentateuch and the books of the prophets.
里面许多的一些话可以证明这样的事情。
And there are many words in there that can prove this.
那么他进一步说，就是呢，神的义呢是因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人。
And it says that it is the word of God given through faith to all those.In Jesus Christ to all who believe.
那到底这句话什么意思？
So what does this mean?
这句话有很多种解释。
There are several interpretations.
在我们改革中里面各种各样的解释。
And in Protestantism, there are several meanings, interpretations.
那么也有各种各样的争论。
And there are frequently several discussions.
我们都不能够单单停在一句话，然后我们就去解释它。
We can't just stop at one verse and interpret everything.
当我们把整段都考虑在里面的时候
，When you take it in the full context of the several verses，
同时再把上帝他所做的关于这个所谓他的义的事情在考虑的时候
，And we put in the context all the things that God has done and considering His righteousness，
这些话呢就会很清楚了。
The words become very clear.
那首先让我稍微跳出这个经文。
Let me just deviate a bit from the verses，
为了让大家比较容易的这个了解。
So that everyone can understand a bit better.
我先把这个神的义呢，在整个旧约圣经里面可能有的意思呢，把它归纳来跟大家先谈一下。
Let me just summarize some of the possible interpretation of the word righteousness in the Old Testament.
首先，大家先翻到诗篇九十八篇。
First, let's turn to the book of Psalms, 98.
诗篇九十八篇。如果从这个创造的角度，就是说从上帝是创造主这样的一个角度
，From the point of view that God is the creation God, such an angle，
什么是义呢
？What does it mean? What does God's righteousness mean?
义就是表达他是一个带来秩序跟维持一个秩序的上帝。
It means He is the one who brings order into chaos。
那也因此呢，他就会审判这个罪恶跟罪人。
And therefore, he judges the wicked and the sinners.
那因为神是义
，because he is righteous.
因为他带来秩序，他要维持秩序。
Because he brings order and he has to maintain order.
所以呢，他就审判恶了跟破坏秩序的。
So he has to judge evil and those to destroy the orderliness.
你在这个诗篇九十八篇里面
，in Psalm chapter 98.
他一开始的这个时候呢，讲到上帝怎么样拯救以色列百姓。
He talks at the beginning about how God brings salvation to the Israelites.
然后神呢，怎么样是这个整个世界的主跟整个世界的王。
How he is the Lord of the whole world.
然后第九节你注意看。
And you look carefully at verse 9.
因为他要来审判天地，他要按公义审判世界，按公正审判万民。
In verse 9, he says, For he comes to judge the earth, he will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
因为世界是他造的。
Because he created the world.
世界的次序是他定的。
The order was established by him.
而破坏这一切的呢，要面对神的审判。
And anyone that destroys this will have to face his wrath and judgment.
而神的义呢，就是神审判。
And this is God's judgment and God's righteousness.
但是另外一方面。
And on another note,
不单单神只是一个审判官而已。
He is not just a judge only.
过去我们就用罗马书，只是把上帝讲成就是一个很尊贵圣洁的一个审判者而已。
In the past, when we look at the book of Romans, we think of God as a judge, a very pure and a righteous judge.
这个有很大的受到罗马的这个文化跟思想的影响。
And this is of course being influenced by the thinking of the Romans at the time.
因为西方的教会的神学呢，是这个从那里这个开发延续出来的。
Because in Western theology, that's where it started.
所以这个讲到神的义的时候，常常就想到他就是一个法庭上一个非常严厉跟公正的一个审判官。
And of course, when we talk about God's righteousness, we think about him as the judge in a court of rule and somebody who is sitting up there.
但是当我们回到旧约的时候
，But when we return to the Old Testament，
当我们回到上帝自己怎么样跟以色列人、以色列百姓显示他自己的时候
，And how God reveals himself to the Israelites，
你会看到很不一样的。或者说更多面的这个神的义。
But we start seeing the different facets of God's righteousness.
原来神的义呢，也就是神的一种救赎跟救恩的行动。
Actually, God's righteousness is His act of salvation.
诗篇九十八篇第二节。
In verse 2, he says,
耶和华发明了他的救恩。在列邦人眼前显出公义，这个是平行句来的，所以救恩跟公义是可以兑换来用的。
The Lord has made His salvation known and revealed His righteousness to the nations, and these two words, salvation and righteousness, could be interchanged.
那么在以赛亚书就更多这样的这个经文的这个出现。
And in the book of Isaiah, such verses have appeared again.
我们来看以赛亚书第五十一章。
In Isaiah chapter 51,
旧约以赛亚书五十一章
，In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 51,
第一到这个第六节这整段里面
，In verse 1 to 6, in these whole verses,
你可以看得非常的清楚
，You can see very clearly.
我们就这个特别读第五跟第六节。
Particularly, let's read verse 5 and verse 6.
第五节说，我的公义临近，什么意思呢？就是我的救恩发出，是同样一件事情。
In verse 5, he says, my righteousness draws near. What does it mean? It's the same as my salvation is on the way.
然后在这个第八节，
in verse 8,
因为蛀虫必咬他们，好像咬衣服；虫子必咬他们，如同咬羊绒。唯有我的公义永远长存，我的救恩直到万代，同样一叫意思的。
Verse 8, for the moth will eat them up like a garment, the worm will devour them like wool, but my righteousness will last forever, my salvation through all generations. And again, similarly, the interchanging words.
所以当我们想到神的义的时候，
So when we think about God's righteousness,
不是单单只想到一个非常，尤其是我们把它想成是一个非常冰冷，非常大公无私，是非常这个公正不阿的一个审判官而已。
When we think about God as a judge, we think about him as being cold and emotionless, such a judge.
这个是罗马人的神观里面很强调的一个观念。
This in the eyes of the Romans, something that is very strong in Western theology.
然后要常常献祭呢，来这个止息跟来平息，或者说来这个。止住神的这个愤怒。
And the eyes of the Roman, they had frequently to offer sacrifices to pacify such a God.
我们常常也用这种框架来解释耶稣十字架的死。
And we often use such a framework to try to explain the death of Jesus on the cross.
这里面有很多不完美的地方。
There are some imperfections in this.
但是当我们回到旧约，用上帝透过以色列百姓所表达的，那会更加的丰富，而且更加的感人。
But if we look at the Old Testament and what God has shown in the Old Testament, we see that there's such richness in the interpretation and warmth.
神的作为审判者，不是只是一个审判官这样而已。
God as the one who judges is not just a judge.
他也是一个救赎者。
He is also one who brings salvation.
他的义也就是他要愿意救赎。
And his righteousness is that he wants to bring salvation.
尤其是他救赎那一些不配不义的。
Particularly for those who don't deserve salvation.
更显著是他是义的。
All the more it shows his righteousness.
耶和华上帝是义，是因为我们以色列人一直犯罪，一直没有办法，一直抬不起头，一直没有办法在你面前，但是你还是救我们，你真的是公义的耶和华上帝。
Yahweh is the God of righteousness because he brings salvation even for those who have sinned who don't deserve.
刚才的这个五十一章的这个第六节最后一句话，唯有我的救恩永远长存，我的公义也不废掉。
In Isaiah 51 chapter verse 6, the last part, but my salvation will last forever, my righteousness will never fail.
如果我们从以赛亚书四十章开始读的话
，If we start reading from Isaiah chapter 40,
你会看到一个受伤、被背叛、被伤害的上帝。
You can see a God who has been injured, who has been betrayed.
反而是一心一意要去为着伤害他的人来使他更完整，使他呢脱离这个败坏。
Such a God is determined to help the people who have sinned to come to bring salvation to them to leave their sin.
而这个叫做神的义。
And that is God's righteousness.
这是我们每一次用那个赎罪的观念所没有表达到的。
And so, this is the when we use the
theory of atonement,
this does not reflect this aspect of righteousness.
我们只是把上帝讲成一个在那边要求，在那边审判，在那边定罪。
We only see a God who is there to ask of us, who is there to convict us of our sin.
然后我们说，我们没有一个人能够满足他，所以呢，只有耶稣呢才有资格替我们死，这样我们就很感动了。
And we say that none of us can fulfill his high level of judgment or high standards, and therefore we have to depend on Jesus to rescue us, and therefore we are very thankful.
上帝不是只是一个审判官。
He's not just a judge to convict us.
其实当他审判我们的时候
，Actually when God judges us.
他就必须是为我们牺牲的。
He is there actually ready to sacrifice for us.
他是用这样的方式做审判。
And this is the way he works as a judge.
法官不需要为着犯人牺牲，他只要根据法律跟整个审讯，然后做判断。
A judge does not have to sacrifice for the person standing before him under judgment.
所以再怎么样公正公义的法官都不能够用来表示，跟人家来这个打比喻，说上帝也就是这样的一个审判官，远远不能够比的。
So a judge would never be able to measure up to our God, as a judge who is able to sacrifice or to bring salvation to the one who sins.
旧约以色列百姓所认识的这位公义的上帝，当他是公义的上帝的时候，他就是一个。把自己的牺牲，把自己放下给他的子民的一个上帝。
And so the God in the Old Testament that the people understand is the one who is willing to judge. His righteousness is also one who brings salvation to the people.
这个在旧约里面叫做守约施慈爱。
In the Old Testament, this means
守约施慈爱 ，a covenantal God.
A covenantal God. Oh, a covenantal God.
以色列百姓跟上帝成为有约的关系。
So there's a covenantal relationship between the people and God.
保罗知道，但是以色列一直是被约的子民。
Paul knows that the people have always betrayed God in the covenant.
但是上帝是上帝，他不被约，他守约。
But it is God who holds on to the covenant.
那么在我们 的这个社会上，如果我们有这个约，只要其中一个违背这个约，就无效了。
In our current society, if there's a contract, if a person breaks the contract, then it becomes ineffective.
但是这位上帝没有因着以色列被约而说这个约无效。
But God did not, because the people had betrayed the covenant, that he would make it ineffective.
他还坚持守约做他们的上帝，要做他们的上帝。
He insisted on continuing to be their God.
这也是圣餐座所提醒我们。
And this is what it reminds us here, the Holy Communion.
所以他以色列百姓被约，神造就守着这个约，还为他们立新约，这个叫做神的义。
So even though the people betrayed him, God established, continued to bring salvation to them and established a new covenant with them, and that is God's righteousness.
但是当以色列百姓破坏这个约的时候
，But when the Israelites destroyed this covenant,
他要受这个约里面的惩罚而被惩罚的。
They have to receive the judgment and the punishment dictated in the covenant.
而他们没有资格跟上帝再重新恢复这个约的。
And they could not, they were not able to re-establish that covenantal relationship.
是上帝自己说，我在跟你们重新立约。
It is only God who is able to say, I will establish a new covenant with you.
这个就是以西结先知36章所说的。
And this is what the prophet Ezekiel says in chapter 36.
而这个约的关系的恢复，这个约的关系重新建立，是完全由神做成的。
And this re-establishment is all the work of God himself.
这就是神的义。
And that is God's righteousness.
就是保罗说在先知跟律法书有证明。
And so he says that there's proof in the prophets and in the laws.
那律法书里面证明什么呢？
And what has the law shown?
他是想到说在创世纪那里呢，人被上帝看为义呢，是因为人信靠上帝。
It shows that in the Old Testament, when people, 再讲一次，再讲一次，
人被上帝看成是义的。
Okay, when people appear righteous before God,
是因为是信靠上帝。
It's because they believe in God.
他举的例子就是亚伯拉罕的事情。
And he raised the example of Abraham.
所以他说，这个义呢，不是我们去得来的。
So he says that this righteousness is not what we went out to achieve.
特别这个是在律法之外的。
And it is especially outside of the laws.
为什么他会讲这句话呢？
Why does he say that?
那个是也是因为跟以色列人这个分不开。
And so this is closely related to the Israelites.
我们看生命记这个第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy.
最后一节25节。
Chapter 6, verse 25.
他说：“我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的一切诫命谨守遵行，这就是我们的义了。”
In verse 25, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25, and if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God as He has commanded us, that will be our righteousness.
这样的一个观念呢，在保罗那个时代，不知道为什么成为一个最主要的观念，跟甚至是一个唯一的观念。
In the Paul's era, such a concept has become an important concept. In fact, it became the main and only concept.
犹太人
for the Jews.
但是保罗不同意。
But Paul did not agree.
但是是不是说《申命记》讲错了呢？
Is it because it is written wrongly in Deuteronomy?
不是。
No.
那时候摩西这样讲是说，我们是约的子民，既然是约的子民，我们当尽约的本分。敬约的本分就是照约里面的这些要求做。
Because in Deuteronomy, Moses said that because we are people under the law, therefore we are supposed to follow the law and as God has commanded.
那个是我们当尽的。
This is our duty. This is what we're supposed to do.
而不是说我们靠行律法称义，变成一个这个普遍的一个原则，不是。
So that it does not become just a common principle.To achieve righteousness.
保罗想到旧约里面有很多那种信靠上帝的人被上帝看为是义的。
Paul says that there are many people who have obeyed the law, and in God's eyes, they were righteous.
你想到挪亚。
You think about Noah.
挪亚被上帝看为是义的。
Noah was seen to be righteous before God.
你要回到那件事情，为什么呢？因为他听上帝的吩咐， 去造方舟。
Because he obeyed God's commandment, to build the ark.
然后他想到哈巴谷。
And he thinks about Habakkuk.
为什么哈巴谷被上帝称义呢
？Why was he recognized as being righteous？
因为上帝跟他讲说，眼前的情形虽然非常的混乱，非常的这个你不明白，不过我告诉你呢，以后会怎么样？哈巴谷说：“好，我信你。
”Because God told Habakkuk that the current situation is very chaotic and all that, but you have to follow me. And Habakkuk obeyed him.
那么但以理
and Daniel.
但以理的那个时候看到是外族来这个统治犹太人，但是上帝跟他说，总有一天神要掌权的。
He sees the foreigners taking control of Israel, and God says that in the future, God will be in charge.
那么上帝要但以理呢忍受眼前的，然后等呢，等到那一天出现。
And he wanted him to be able to tolerate the current situation, to wait for the future that God has promised.
这样一个信靠神的人叫做义人。
So such a person who believes and depends on God, such a person is righteous before God.
你在诗篇二十二篇、诗篇七十三篇也会看到表达这样的一个意思。
And in Psalms 22 and 72, this meaning is also expressed.
所以现在我们再总结一下。
So let's conclude.
神的义有两个意思，至少。
So God's righteousness has at least two meanings.
作为一个创造主，他要维持秩序，所以他要审判。
So as a creation God, he wants to maintain order, and so he has to judge.
所以是一个比较是一个审判者。
So it's more like a judge who sentences.
但是对于以色列百姓，他们经验到这也是一个救赎我的，这个是一个把我的从烂泥堆里面呢带出来的。
But for the Israelites, they also experience in his judgment, he is the one who also brings salvation, who brings them up and raises them up from the mire.
使我能够有一个新的生命，使我一个能够脱离罪的一个状况的。
So that they could leave their lives of sin.
这叫做也是神的义。
And that is also God's righteousness.
那么人在上帝面前怎么样算是义的呢
？And so how is a person righteous before God？
以色列是上帝约的子民，当然要守约，所以呢，行律法来称义。
So because the Israelites are also under the covenant with God, they are to obey the law, and that to them is the righteousness.
但是另外一方面，凡是信靠神的话而坚持到底都不放弃的，这样的呢，也是被看为义的。
And at the same time, those who persist in believing God's word and follow tightly to God's words, these people are also righteous in God's eyes.
好了，现在我们自己想想我们的情况。
Okay, now let's look at ourselves.
我想我们都不是以上所说的那一些情形。
I think we are not under any of the above categories.
这也是保罗在罗马书一开始的时候就讲的。
And this is what Paul has said at the beginning of the book of Romans.
我们不把上帝当上帝。
We do not treat God as God.
我们不是不认，我们不是没有神，或者是不信神。
It's not that we do not believe that there is a God.
就像以色列人信神，但是也没把神当神。
But just like the Israelites, we believe that there's a God, but we do not treat him as God.
全部都亏欠神的荣耀。
And so we have fallen short of the glory of God.
在神的面前，不能够说是一个被上帝认可的一个人。
Before God, we cannot be somebody who have received redemption from Him.
所以，我们跟上帝之间的那个关系不是正常的。
So our relationship with God is not normal.
那么再讲回以色列百姓。
And we look at the Israelites.
虽然他们认识耶和华
although they know God, Yahweh,
但是他们从来没有按耶和华来敬拜耶和华
but they had not worship him as a God in that way.
所以在他们在约的这个律法之下也是不义的
and under the covenant that is not righteousness.
而他们跟神的关系呢也是一个破裂的一个关系
and so they had a broken relationship with God.
不管是世人也好
for the people of the world,
不管是以色列百姓也好
or the Israelites,
保罗在罗马书从第一章到第四章就要说我们大家都亏欠神
For everyone, Paul wants to say in chapter 1 of Romans to chapter 4 that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God
我们都不能够讲说我们跟神是在一种正常的一个关系里面。
We can't say that we are in a normal relationship with God.
我们不能够说我们真的把神当神。
We are not able to say that we truly treat God as our God.
我们没有尊主为主。
That He is our Lord.
我们真的是在罪中。
And we are stuck in our sins.
但是上帝要把我们从这里救出来。
But God wants to bring us out of all this.
这叫做挽回。
And that is redemption.
就是他所说的这个挽回祭，那个把我们挽回来。
And that is the sacrifice of redemption.
这个呢，很多时候我们都把它放在那个献祭的角度来看，我觉得那个太狭窄了。
I think to put it in the very narrow thinking about a sacrifice, that is a bit narrow.
我们应该把它看成是整个上帝的行动要把我们挽回来。
But we should see it as all of God's actions to bring us back to Him again.
正如路加用的那个浪子回头当中那个父亲这样子来表达这样的一个情形。
Just as in the Gospel of Luke, he uses the story of the prodigal son to show that God the Father wants to bring the son back to Him.
而上帝为了挽回以色列人，为了再挽回这个世人。
And to redeem the people of the world,
主耶稣来到当中。
Jesus came into this world.
是他用一生人来挽回我们。
To use his whole life to bring us back.
不是死在十字架上，钉在十字架上做那一个祭才挽回，不是只是那一个时刻而已。
It's not just that moment as a sacrifice on the cross that he brings salvation.
是他整个生命，他整个道成肉身，整个他诞生一开始，一直到升天坐在父上帝的右边。
It is his whole life, his birth, the word becoming flesh, and that is all the thing that bring us back to God.
甚至现在，
even now,
希伯来书说他还在父上帝的右边，随时随刻做我们的中间，我们可以到上帝面前，上帝一定会来到我们当中。
And in the book of Hebrews, even now, he is there making intercession for us before God.
单单用那个献祭那个是不足够于表达这么丰富跟那个以主耶稣整个生命做挽回祭的这个意思。
Just to use the sacrifice interpretation, just a very narrow time, it's just a very narrow interpretation of the whole process of salvation and redemption.
而用那个献祭那个耶稣只是成为一个 工具而已，只是成为一个祭物而已。
To think about Jesus Christ as just a sacrifice,object of sacrifice, that would be very narrow.
不是的，是上帝以他自己来成为跟我们一样，来跟我们走在一起。
It is actually God who actually brings us to get to Him and to walk together with us.
而跟进入我们的那个情况的里面。
Entering into our circumstances.
甚至在进入死里面。
And even unto death.
再给我们走出一条活的又出来。
So that we can have a path of salvation.
这里面是事情，事件。All these are events, 而且这些是已经发生的事实。
And these are events, and these are events that have happened, and they are the reality.
上帝就是用这样的方式来告诉我们说，他怎么样跟我们是那么脱不开关系。
God through all these shows us that we are in such intimate connection with Him,
使到我们可以重新认识、认回他。
So once again, we can come back and recognize Him as our God.
当我们这样了解的时候，
when we have such an understanding,
我们再一次再把后面那几节读过一遍，我相信你的感受不一样。
When we read the last few verses one more time, I think our feelings will be different.
我们再从这个二十六节来这个读，好在今时显明。他的义，你要想到神做的，耶稣已经做的。保罗讲的时候，刚刚就是三十年前的事情，使人知道他自己为义，因为他愿意救以色列百姓，愿意挽回我们，也称信耶稣的人为义。信耶稣，上帝就见了。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？还有什么好夸的？
In verse 26, he says, He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, implying all the things that happened before in the last 30 years, the last years and so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting?
然后在第罗马书五章这个一到这个二节的时候，保罗会这样子讲，就不奇怪了。我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这个恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And so it is not surprising that in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, in verse 1, Paul says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand.
所以第一章他所说的人的那个问题，跟第二章、第三章以色列人的问题，神自己解决了。
And so the problems with people and the problems with the Israelites mentioned in the first three chapters of Romans, God has solved these problems.
人不认识上帝。
People did not know God.
人就是认识上帝，也不按所认识的把上帝当上帝。
Even though they know God, they may not treat him as the Lord, as God.
我们整个问题是在这里。
Our problem is all there.
而这个问题解决的，也就只有神才有办法提供这个解决的方法。
And it's only God who can provide the solution to resolve such a problem.
他必须要使我们再重新认识他，也使我们再按照他而认识他。
So he is able to help us to come to know him once again.
而他完成这一切，就是叫做他的义。
And he is able to accomplish this, and this is his righteousness.
而我们重新认识神跟属于神。
And when we come to know God and belong to Him once again,
最终就是为了重新再成为一个敬拜神的人。
In the end, it is to become a God who worships Him.
所以当将身体献上，当作活祭。
So that as we offer our bodies as living sacrifices,
而我们就重新再回到人跟神本来应当有的、应当的这个情况，应当是如此的。
And to return to a normalized relationship between God and people.
而重新在这样的一个关系里面，就是一个新的不一样的一个时代了。
And in such a relationship, we are entering into a new era.
所以保罗说，但如今。
And that's why Paul says, and now.
我们不是在不是一个罪人，我们不再是在受罪捆绑，我们不是在等着呢。死在罪恶过犯之中。
We are not sinners anymore. We are not under the bondage of sin, and we do not die in our sin anymore.
而是我们有一个活，我们有一个荣耀，有尊贵，可以盼望，而且可以活在其中。
And we have hope. We have glory with God, and we have a new life before Him.
这个是保罗再一次要。证明要再一次传讲的这样的一个上帝。
And this is what Paul wants to be made known to such a God.
信的还是未信的。
For those who believe and those who don't,
都要再重新回到跟认识到这个最根本跟最重要最关键的这个事情。
To recognize sin and what it is once again.
所以今天我们再一次能够深深感到我们所蒙的恩所领的这样的一个福。
And so we are thankful for the grace before us that we receive today.
我们可以跟正如保罗在第六章说，我们与主耶稣同死，但是同复活，也一定是跟耶稣一样，从此向上帝来活。
And so in chapter 6 he says, therefore we can live together with God.
而能够向上帝活的话呢？
And to live with God,
就使到我们脱离。这个败坏
and that means that we have left our sins behind.
就使到我们可以一直不断在丰盛的那个生命的里面
and we can continue to live in abundant life.
而这是一个信靠再信靠不断再信靠
and this is a process of believing and continuing to believe in God.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你挽回我们。感谢你一心一意就是要使我们重新认识你跟属于你。你不愿意我们死在罪恶过犯之中。你不愿意你自己所造的这个世界变成空虚混沌黑暗。是你使它有秩序有光明并且丰盛。 更用你自己守约施慈爱托住你跟自己的爱子，也成为肉身，也进入这个物质界，圣化这个整个物质界，并且使物质成为能够永不朽坏，并且是尊贵，能够在你面前永远与你契合。天父，我们谢谢你，因为我们知道这一切就是正如我们的情形，我们不过是尘土，我们不过是血肉，但是这一切都再一次被你洁净，化为尊贵不朽坏，并且与你联合，还能结果子。愿主你这一切的爱和福，这一切的福音的恩赐，继续在我们当中发芽生长结果。祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。